Welcome back to the Start Creating Podcast. This week, I give you a life update on how I am baking in my living room. I give you a news update on the YouTuber Union, and I tell you how you will never stop learning things. The older you get, the more you realise that there's more things to learn and the more opportunities life gives you to learn those. Also, I bang a can of deodorant against my large big mug in my podcast intro, and I do not remove it. Was discussing it right at the start. Welcome to the podcast. Hello and welcome to the Start Creating Podcast, a podcast dedicated to helping you grow on social media, from YouTube to Instagram and so much more. I am your host, Alan Spicer, your YouTube certified expert. I have around about 12 years worth of experience in this industry, from web development to social media marketing and video editing in itself. This podcast will be about news, tips, tricks, and your submitted questions should you need any help within the social media space. So follow, subscribe, enjoy the ride, go out there, start creating. I am currently sat here on my sofa, welcoming you to the 15th episode of my podcast, whilst melting. I'm currently sat in my living room, with the curtains shut, with the fan off, because it's a monster-sized fan that would just blow you away. I mean, it's one of those giant metal fans that you have at a gym in the corner. You know, the ones that is actually like on its own little Zimmer frame rather than like a tilty thing. It doesn't move around. It just sits there and blows air at you. That's because I got so pissed off that my last fan died a few years ago that I went, fine, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it properly. I'm going to drop like 30, 40, 50 quid and I'm going to get a giant metal fan, right? I'm going to just have something that blows the world at me, right? At full tilt, this fan is one of those extractor things that you'd put in a garage to get rid of the smell of paint fumes. Now, I am aware that I've started this podcast and you have no idea what I'm rambling on about, but this is my life right now. I don't do well with the heat, right? It is 29, 30 degrees, like today. That's in Celsius, so I don't know what that's in American hot dog money. I think it's just shy of 100 degrees Fahrenheit. I think 32 is 100. Anyway, so I'm sat here. I'm trying to record some audio. I've just recorded stuff for a client as well, who's also started his podcast, which no doubt I'll promote at some point. But I'm just melting. But this is the silence of the bank holiday weekend. Now, some of you may have already been aware that the last few months have been very entertaining for me in the last few weeks. If you don't know what I'm talking about, please feel free to follow me on Instagram, AlanSpicerYT, where I upload like Instagram stories on a fairly regular basis, keeping you informed of like my doctor's appointments and my other half and life and business and stuff like that. So yeah, I just thought I'd give you an update on my life because I've not done a rambly one for a while. Come on, let's be honest, all of these podcasts are rambly. But I would like to say they seem to have been warmly received. Thank you very much. I always knew that like a podcast that I put on here on mobile phones and a podcast that I re-upload to YouTube 4 or 5 days later would be challenging, and it's something new. So thank you very much for listening. In fact, anyone that's ever written a review, thank you very much. And if you would like to write a review, have a look at the podcast app that you're currently in, right? That would be fantastic. And then leave a review. If you're on Apple iTunes as well, that really helps the podcast. That really helps me grow. So if you can do that, that would be much appreciated. In fact, I'll even start reading reviews if people start leaving them. Because, hey, you took your time to help me. And in return, you might want to, you know, share the love. Show the love. Let me know how much I am loved. And it's much appreciated. Feel free to share the podcast around. You know that I ramble every Tuesday, right? Or it's uploaded on a YouTube channel every Saturday. Quite curious, how do you listen? When did you find the podcast? Have you listened to all of the podcast episodes? Do you go back and binge them? Or is there one that you came across and then you subscribed and then you kind of left it be? I mean, one of the really nice reviews that I've got is I've only listened to the first one just because it just got started. But if it's anywhere as good as his YouTube channel, you'll definitely be coming back for every episode. Alan teaches in a very really simple manner, and he'll make you laugh. And that was Gen X Brat. So thank you very much, Gen X Brat. Now, if you want your review read out, then, you know, hunt me out on the Apple iTunes store and leave a review. That would be fantastic. Every review bumps up the podcast, and it is much appreciated, because the more people that join this community and listen to this podcast, the more I can help. Also, I'm thinking of setting up a mailbag. So if you have any questions that isn't just, you know, how do I make my channel grow? Because that's very specific, right? If you have a question about YouTube, about social, or anything, really, I'm more than happy to dig through the mailbag, so to speak, and answer your questions. It could be about politics, it could be about health, it could be about personal questions, demons, anything, really. I'm more than willing to chat. So, today, as I said, it's Bank Holiday Monday. The little one is currently out with the grandparents, and my other half is sat in the office, or my office at the moment, upstairs, because she's been sleeping like a Pokemon. I can't remember the thingy. Snorlax thingy. I am a nerd. Anyway, so she's been struggling. She's been getting better. She's better than she was 2-3 weeks ago. She's much more mobile. But she's also up there because she knew I had to record some audio, and she didn't want to be in this baking hot living room. So she's gone upstairs, and she's probably napping already. So I wanted to kick this off with my normal life update and ramble. So I'm sorry if I bored you already. Today, I'm going to talk to you about the importance of keeping learning and how much the older you get, the more you learn, the more you realize that you never stop learning, right? Just because you're not in the school environment doesn't mean that you're not forced or thrust into situations. And, you know, it's a good thing. Just adapt and try and learn, but you'll realize that we never stop learning. So feel free to take notes of life, not just from me, but from everybody, and appreciate that your mindset at the age of 30, 40 will be much different than when you was at 10, 11, 12, 15, 20, right? All those things that you didn't realize that were being done for you when you were younger, that you now much appreciate as you're older, because you're doing it for your little ones. So, yeah. As a quick update to the YouTube union debate that I discussed the other week, it seems that Google agrees to meet with the YouTubers union, but says it won't negotiate their demands. Now, I dived quite deep and quite quick onto this. Right, at the end of the day, I honestly believe that, unfortunately, YouTube's a very solo thing, right? And as with most things, I tend to believe that the most vocal majority is a vocal minority. Now, the union, which was initially founded by German creator, which I can't pronounce, Jörg Sprav, has 2.2 million subscribers, and the union has around about 20,000 members in itself. Teamed up with ING Metal, which is a European Union-based union in itself. But YouTube has said that we've explained to the union in great deal what YouTube is doing to try to help YouTubers in general. Now, this has also come in terms of recently YouTube changed their own policy when it came to claiming copyrighted music, even down to minute clips, in which that you can kind of appeal. There's an appeal process. They're much more heavy-handed. Hopefully it will balance it out in the long run, in which you can even put in a video appeal. So we'll see. I mean, at the end of the day, YouTube is suggesting that they're in a juggle at the moment, and that they will address things going forward, not just to the union, but to many things. And I say, yeah, fine. I mean, have a look at how far YouTube is moving in the last year, how much they've communicated since Logan Paul was a dickhead, how much crap they've had to deal with the new YouTube studio and demonetization and the new community guidelines and getting rid of YouTube Kids, or at least having issues with YouTube Kids. So I can see why they're trying to just say, well, give us a little bit of time and we'll deal with it, right? They have every right to do whatever they want, right? That's the underlying fact here. YouTube is a business and it's offering a free platform. They have every right to shut up shop and disappear. They have every right to do whatever they want to the accounts and the users that are on there. If you don't like it, you don't have to use YouTube. Unfortunately, that does mean that you have to leave the largest, most dominant video sharing platform. I know there's others out there, right? But they come and they go. When was the last time you honestly said to your friend, hey, did you check out that funny video on Vimeo? No. Hey, have you watched Facebook Watch this week? It's not something that happens. If you want, I know it's not perfect, and I know it's kind of a dictator state in a way. Just pander to the rules. Stick to the letter of the law. Create content that is helpful and build outside the platform. It's all you can do. On the flip side, YouTube went after a copyright troll this week. They went hammer and tongs, and they're starting to sue someone that just constantly harasses other people by flagging their videos and blackmailing them for money. And YouTube has started dragging them through court, because when you submit a takedown notice, you say that I admit and I agree on the potential perjury that everything that I've submitted here is correct. And they were submitting claims for content that wasn't theirs, or music and videos that weren't theirs. So YouTube are going hard to prove a point. So there is a balance. They are trying. But you've got to imagine that if you are one parent and you have, let's say, 8 million kids, some of them are going to be perfect. Some of them are going to play up and some will want attention. Some of them you kick out of the house for being complete psycho narcissists. And some of those will come back and try and blame the parents. It's only natural. So we'll have to see. And at the end of the day, even if there is 20,000 members of this YouTube union, I honestly don't believe that they'll make a scratch. YouTube might concede. YouTube might listen to some of the things and implement them. But if they don't want to do it, they don't have to. And they don't have to, so they won't. Just thought I'd give you a quick update. Now, before we deep dive into how I honestly believe we never stop learning, the older we get, I want to help you learn how to grow your YouTube channel. So go to alanspires.com/ebook. And you can learn the top 10 tips for starting and growing your YouTube channel. That's alanspicer.com/ebook. Go and get it today. It is completely free. One of the things that I've learned in the last few years is you never really stop learning. Now, no matter how much you cocoon yourself in your own bubble, no matter how much you try not to learn or how much you try and focus on the things that you're doing, there will always become opportunities for you to learn things. Now, you might learn this through TV, you might learn this through friends, you might have a discussion, there might be a game that you play that teaches you science surreptitiously. Now, in my case, I found that life serves you nuggets of joy or nuggets of education that you didn't realize you was going to give. Now, in the last 2 years, I've had such experiences, and they creep up on you and you don't realise they're coming. Now, just over a year and a half ago, I was a single guy that lived in a flat on his own and had been for about 5-6 years. He interacted with his friends. He interacted on YouTube. He learned social media. He built websites and he communicated with his clients. Now, scroll forward a year and a half. I now have a stepdaughter that is 3 years old. And I've now learned how much my mum truly must have done for me when I was younger. Remember when you were young and you was ill? I remember vividly when I was younger, if I was ever off school, I'd sit there, I'd have a cheese sandwich or a cheese and ham sandwich. I'd have a yoghurt and I'd have some Quavers because that's what I always had when I was feeling ill. And I'd sit there and I'd watch Peter Pan on loop over and over and over and over again. And I'd take over the sofa, right? And mum would watch me, or mum would go and do her houseworky things, right? You don't realise possibly how much work that involved, how much effort that changed, how many situations, what logistics you had to juggle. Now, as some of you may know, recently my other half has been ill. So she's been unable to look after her half of the duties in the house. She's been able to go to work. So me, on the other hand, I'm now juggling a 3-year-old, which I already did, but you don't realise that your parents must have got up 3 or 4 billion times in the middle of the night. They must have wiped your bum 3 or 4 billion times. Made sure that you wiped your floof or shook your wang, right? Made sure that you was brushing your teeth. Make sure that you were going to sleep. Make sure that you weren't banging your feet or painting on the wall or... You don't realise how much your parents must have done to keep you safe, to educate you, right? You don't realise that you have to learn how to cook fish sticks and make fish finger sandwiches and how to cool things down and how to warm things up properly and how to make bottles and how, like, I now need to know vaguely a fashion sense of a toddler of 3 years old. I learned how to put sandals on for the first time, right? You keep learning. Now, this can be parlayed into things as well. Don't get me wrong. In the last 2-3 years, I've had to learn more editing skills for my YouTube videos. In fact, I was even nagged by a client to do so. But in the process, I now have those new skills. I make better videos that attract more clients. Those clients then level up my skill that then make me more desirable to other clients, and then I attract more clients. Hopefully you've noticed that my videos get better and better over the last 2 years, whether it's audio, whether it's framing, whether it's my sense of humour, whether I'm just generally more engaging, whether they're quick enough, whether they're slow enough, whether they're in depth enough. Now, hopefully I teach you new YouTube features, because the more I learn YouTube, the more I can teach you about that YouTube, the more you feel that you can trust me, the more you can feel you can get in touch with me, right? A few people in the last month have also come to me for reports, right? Which is all helpful, right? At the end of the day, the more you learn, the more you can offer yourself by offering it to the world. I will never stop learning, right? I learned, well, just 15 weeks ago myself, how to create a podcast. I then helped one of my clients set up their very own podcast this week. So that was an investment that I made 15 weeks ago that has already paid off. Now, I'm not saying that everything that you'll always learn will always have a financial payback, but you should never be close-minded. And you can always learn things from other people. Like, I learn a lot from my other half. My other half is in a completely different bubble to me. She does childcare, so I get to learn, subject to, you know, legal things that you're not supposed to learn. I get to learn a lot about childcare, how it's supposed to work, ratios, who they can or cannot look after, food, travel, everything, really. And the older I get, the more I realise that you don't know outside your own bubble. So the more you reach, the more you'll learn. And the more you learn, the more it might help you. be a sponge and suck up all that knowledge. Talk to people. Ask your friend, your best mate, what they do, why they do it, why they do certain things. My best mate's a butcher, right? So he can teach me how to butcher animals, why they butcher animals, how to make a pie, how to make a sausage, right? How long you chill things for, how slaughter animals work, etc., etc., etc. You could do the same with your friends, your family, right? If you learn everything that's around you, you never know what might be useful. One of the things that I'm quite proud of, even though it's kind of become a constant joke, is I'm full of pointless knowledge. I collect coughs and colds. I collect knowledge from everywhere. I'll watch TV. I'll hear something. I'll store it in the back of my head. I'm very good at pop quizzes for pointless crap, right? But also, I just love to learn something. If my brain's in like a stagnant position, or it's in standby, or I'm sat there whilst the three-year-old's having to watch 17 hours of Peppa Pig, I still have to learn something. My recent fountain of knowledge has been Gary Vee. I'll put the headsets on and I'll go out my way. And I learn something new every day. And that's what I suggest you do. Learn something that you can adapt that can help you. Learn it from your TV. Learn it from your friends, your family, anywhere. But learn it. Because you won't ever regret learning something new. Go out there. Start creating. Thank you for listening to the Start Creating podcast. If you want more tips, tricks and advice from Alan Spicer, that's me, then go to youtube.com/Alan Spicer and subscribe. You can also find me on Instagram, Facebook and Twitter. See you soon. Go out there, start creating.